Welcome to the Association of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guests today are Lara Peaches from Cardiff University and Bing Bing Ge from Lancaster University. They both co-authored a paper entitled The Bittersweet Taste of Family Business, Exploring the Dynamics, Gendering, and Racializing Entrepreneurship. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Teller and Francis. Lara, Bing Bing, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
So I'll take this question. Bing Bing and I met one day in her office having a tea, and we were chatting, and she takes out this book, Sweet Mandarin. And she had it all scribbled with notes and post-its. I don't know how many post-its you had in that book, Bing Bing. And she says to me, right, I've been reading and analyzing this text for a while now. And I think there is a very strong and interesting story that we need to talk about in regards with this book. So I don't know. I think maybe Bing Bing, you want to say something about how it spoke to you, what interested you in the first place in the book.
Yeah, thank you. So when I got hold of the book, of course, because of my originally from China, and I was looking at this case almost like at my peers, how they experienced this migrating to the UK, and that's how I got to start this project. So this book is one of the many books that I have of them, and it's really interesting because what it comes through is sort of like, it's almost like reading a story of, I don't know, your family or your friends. It sounds so realistic, but it sort of transport me to a different time zone, because we all know about the history, and we all know, of course, due to those difficulties, there must be sacrifices, but it's so, it coming through so strongly as all this reading about the actual sacrifices and people have to go through, especially as women go through to make their living here. It's really comes through strong to me. That's why I came to, you know, Lara is a gender scholar, and I was like, there is this gender story that we need to tell them, we need to give voice to this special group of women.
Yeah, and so we did. And when I read the book as well, it really spoke to me as a mother, and to us as daughters of entrepreneurial families, although we recognize from very different sets of privileges.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
So I can start, but Lara, please feel free to jump in. So with this paper, we're really trying to combine our expertise. So mine is in family business and Lara is in gender. And we were interested to explore these complex dynamics that we can see from this book of gender, of race, of entrepreneurship in this transnational migrant family business. And of course, we're using this entrepreneurial autobiography or biography, as you like, depending on how you say it, to look at this problem. So really, like, in looking at this through this book, it gives us an opportunity to explore these dynamics. And we propose this theoretical lens, which is a tentative towards Chinese feminism and intersectionality. And we contribute by unveiling these structures, reproducing gender and racial equality. In so doing, we really make clear and review these three mechanisms that make this migrant women entrepreneurship possible. So the first one is silently appropriating traditional assumptions of entrepreneurship. And the second is associating family legacy to entrepreneurial future. And third is anchoring a hopeful future to overcome the sacrifices. So Lara, do you want to speak about the second contribution we have?
Yes, and we kind of try to demonstrate the power of biography and of fiction, and how that can give us insights into some hidden dynamics that we might not be able to capture through other medium of research, and that would be probably concealed or not spoken so openly about.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
It was challenges for us to communicate a very complex idea, that of Chinese feminisms, in a way that kind of stayed true to the nuances of the approach. And it's so complex and it's so specific as well to the Chinese context that that might be not relatable to the reader. But we wanted the reader to be able to grasp and to try to draw parallels to something that might feel distant. Of course, to Bing Bing, it didn't really feel distant, but it might be so for other readers and people that engage with such text. So it's kind of creating that resonance and that relatedness with the text and the reader as well.
So I have to say I wasn't familiar with, I knew of Chinese feminism, but not from a theoretical lens. So Lara's support was really, really helpful in here. I think the biggest, if we can call it methodological challenge we have normally in family business is that people are really conserved in talking about their family dilemmas and family difficulties. Especially if you had a chance to read this book, you'll find there are a lot of difficulties and some very, very difficult to make decisions, which made it possible for us to actually use this unique method, like looking at this through this biography to review all those dynamics underneath. I think, you know, that's the strongest methodological challenge we would have in understand this kind of phenomenon normally. And I think the special issue we published in really helped us to unveil this kind of dynamics through this unique source, research source. Yeah.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
So I think the most surprising thing for me, as I have already mentioned, that, you know, even though in literature we do say, we do research more and more on females' impact in family businesses, but it sort of like still stay as like a business level of research business in terms of people's role in the board of directors. But less on about the role of women, the role of spouse, daughter, partners. So, you know, like in terms of this kind of more emotional side of family business, still under-reviewed, and which comes through really strongly through this this research. And I think that's the most beautiful surprise we had through doing this. You know, we're looking at their consistent trade-offs and sacrifices, and we look at how what they consider when they're making all those sacrifices. The tensions between the home and work, it really comes from very strongly to me. Do you want to elaborate a little bit with the you know, the gender race side of?
Yeah, so what we wanted to capture is that really a surprise to us how agentic these women were, despite the challenges in going through migration and at some point poverty. All these challenges kind of help them to, or they use these challenges in a productive way to make a future for themselves. So the women that we saw in the book were not passive. They were not just absorbing the structures in which they were fitting in, but they were trying to carve their own space in a very agentic way. And I think that was a very powerful element of the story.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
I think with this work, we want to really challenge and ask managers and practitioners, entrepreneurs to read fiction and to engage with the biography of other entrepreneurs. And I think because we can learn so much about the entrepreneurial journeys, what challenges might arise, how we might think of these challenges in very different ways. So it kind of provides us a very different set of lenses through which we can look at challenges and opportunities that might be there as entrepreneurs and practitioners, but also to think about themselves and how they might use their memories and their stories to carve out their own entrepreneurial representation, so to represent somehow their journey in a way that makes sense to them, but that might also help others to relate to their own stories and journey.
Essentially, this type of writing your own biography or even having a reflective journal, if you like, as many people do that, is a really powerful way that you reflect what's going through emotionally, as well as how you navigate all those challenges and things. And we really, really think that through our research, we want to show that it is a way that is really helpful for both you to conquer those problems, also to nurture your imaginations, to understand how things work, and sometimes foreshadowing or help you to understand how you make decisions for the future. So it's a really powerful way, and it really makes sense to be part of your entrepreneurial journey.
Thanks a lot, Lara and Bingbing, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled The Bittersweet Taste of Family Business, Exploring the Dynamics, Gendering and Racializing Entrepreneurship. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.